What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yes, that lion forms on the right, babe. Not that Maggie.
Ba-da-ba-ba-da's
back in town. Look out, old Maggie is back.
Yeah.
Chris McMichael.
Sports Radio.
Yes, sir! Yes, sir! 202 on the fan. McMonagle here with you on this Football Friday. Friday morning, we have made it. We've made it to the weekend. We've made it to the football season. We have made it to the first series of the gauntlet. As the New York Yankees take 2 out of 3 against the Houston Astros, and we saw the opening night of the NFL season, and it was a festive one. It was a busy one. 888-808-1019. I got you for 3 hours. You take it to 5 o'clock. We got Fleegs on the other side. And it is a Football Friday. We'll have picks. We'll have Marco, Fleegs, and myself back at it for a third NFL season doing our picks. But we'll start with the Yankees. We'll get to the football as Jalen Carter made the beginning of the NFL season. How about that for the beginning of an NFL season? Like, that's how the season starts. Just the way the script writers wrote it up. I mean, you get an injury on the kickoff, which is designed to not have injuries anymore. And then you get Jalen Carter spitting in the face of Dak Prescott, which eliminates him from the game before he takes the defensive snap. The best defensive player on the Philadelphia Eagles. We lost the best player on the Cowboys, 2 weeks ago, whenever it was, when they traded him to the Green Bay Packers. Now you lose the best player on the Philadelphia Eagles defense before the game even starts. Just the way the NFL drew it up. It doesn't matter because everyone's watching. The number's going to be huge, and the NFL season's huge. But my goodness, could they start in any worse of a manner than to watch that crap? We'll get to the Dak, the CeeDee Lamb drops. We'll get to the game a little bit as Philadelphia, the defending Super Bowl champions, take down the Cowboys week one, first game of the season, 24-20. But we got to start with the New York Yankees. We'll get to the football in a second. But this was a huge win for the Yankees. A huge win for the Yankees as they take 2 of 3 in starting this series and starting the gauntlet. So you know what that means? Just so we all understand the rules. And I tweeted this out just so we all know the rules. The rules are now that because the Yankees beat the Houston Astros 2 out of 3 in this very important stretch where the Yankees are playing really good quality teams, and this clearly matters for the postseason, that now, Yankee fans, we are supremely confident that if we play the Houston Astros in the postseason, easy peasy, they just took 2 out of 3. So there goes that. It means so much, these games. So now we have one less thing to worry about. The Astros, write them off the list. Not going to lose to the Astros in the postseason. Just took 2 out of 3 out in Houston. So you feel good about that. And you feel good about Carlos Rodon. Let's just start there. Because let's be honest, because I got into it a little bit with Marash in a couple of tweets. I know that I'm being sarcastic about what these games mean, and I understand I don't take too much into the idea of beating good teams or bad teams. All I care about is finishing one game better than Toronto or the Boston Red Sox and winning the division. And I don't lean too much into finding out so much in every single game. But let's just start here. As Carlos Rodon, since he's been a Yankee, and maybe for his whole career, but we didn't give a damn when he was in Chicago and San Francisco. But since he's been a Yankee, this dude has been the guy who folds when things go poorly. One, he doesn't pitch well in big games. And two, when the ball starts rolling in the wrong direction, Carlos Rodon folds up shop and allows one run to become three or four, and he is unable to stop the bleeding. Well, that dude doesn't exist anymore for the New York Yankees. This guy has been completely different. This was his 16th win last night. He now leads Major League Baseball. Not that wins get you Cy Youngs or anything anymore, but it does tell you that he pitches deep enough into games where this bullpen that's lost more games after leading in the seventh inning than any other team this side of the Arizona Diamondbacks. So it tells you he goes deep into games, and it tells you that he's able to limit the damage. And last night, he was a freaking bulldog. You got to give him credit. He had his changeup working all night. He was locating that fastball. He didn't get a lot of strikeouts. His defense played well behind him for the most part, outside of Rice, which I mean, he's just dropping. I mean, those are easy plays. I can't imagine a first baseman. I don't care. Like, I know they get a lot of flack for playing guys out of position. That's just catching a baseball. I have no idea what happened with Rice tonight. But outside of that, I mean, you have that play. You've got, obviously, in the sixth inning. So he gets through five. He's in the 90-pitch, right around 90 pitches heading into the sixth. And they're talking about on the broadcast, and you know how important it is with this bullpen, right? With this bullpen. And we saw how the bullpen pitched the rest of the way outside of Cruz, and we're going to get to Fernando Cruz in a second. But how important it is to get through that sixth inning for these starters. With the way the bullpen specifically for the Yankees is pitching, but just in general in baseball, you want to get through that sixth. It is a huge difference between asking your bullpen to get 12 outs or asking your bullpen to get 9 outs. And he starts it off. He's got a 2-strike count on Alvarez, who they couldn't get out the entire damn series. He makes a good slider well off the plate, and Alvarez hits a little, you know, 100 hopper down the third baseline for a double. And right there, you're like, oh boy, here we go. And then you get the ridiculous call. And by the way, I don't want to complain about umpiring. I normally don't. This was, without question, the worst officiated series I have ever seen. The home plate umpire tonight just didn't happen to be so disparagingly bad between helping the Astros and hurting the Yankees, but he was awful. How many pitches in the middle of the freaking zone were called balls? For both teams, he just didn't happen to kill the Yankees. He was equally bad for both, where Walsh last night, as the home plate umpire, was particularly awful for the New York Yankees and obviously Devin Williams. And then he makes the ridiculous call on a ball that's clearly caught on a line from McMahon and gives the Astros first and second, nobody out. And Carlos Rodon goes to work. And then he gets a double play that should have been a double play, but Rice can't make the play, ends up only giving up one run. And any other time that we have seen Carlos Rodon, I talked about it going into this series. It's big to win these series. These 12 games, I'll downplay what beating good teams means and all the stuff around it, but we know how important these games are specifically because they need to win games to win the division. And they're going to play the Blue Jays coming up here for a 3-game set, play the Red Sox at the end of this thing for a 3-game set. These games are important because you want to win the division, and winning these games are the cleanest, clearest way to that path. And this was a big game coming off a miserable loss last night, and Carlos Rodon pitched beautifully. Carlos Rodon stayed off the barrel. Carlos Rodon pitched well into 100 pitches and got out of a jam and outplayed poor defense, outplayed a ridiculous call from the umpire. That was an incredible performance from Carlos Rodon. And I'm sorry, I know that he's had a history with the New York Yankees, and I'm not diminishing it. And of course, when the game is actually played, when he decides, whenever it is, whether it's in the wild card series or the DS, or whenever we see Carlos Rodon in a postseason series, whenever he gets that game to start, we're all going to be nervous because that's the life of a baseball team. That's the life of postseason sports in general. But I don't know how you can't look at what Carlos Rodon has done this year and not feel like he has earned a hell of a lot more confidence in big spots.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
He's earned it. He's earned every bit of it. He has been much better this year. He's had a couple of games where he didn't pitch well, a couple against the Red Sox in particular. He has not been perfect, but this is a dude who leads the Major League Baseball in wins. He was an all-star, and without question, there are still some big games where he's blown up, but for the most part, in these games where he's pitching relatively well, he has not allowed anything. Umpires, errors, big hits, lucky bounces. He hasn't allowed anything to deter him from keeping a good start, and giving this Yankee team an opportunity to win the game. And that's what Carlos Rodon did last night. That was a big-time play, a big-time game for him, a big-time sixth inning to gut through that. And to me, he's the guy you leave that game with, all, you know, jokes aside about what you can take from these games and what they mean about how they play against good teams. That's the guy I look at and say, this. He made a statement last night. I feel good about Carlos Rodon. I feel good about him and Max Fried at the top of a rotation heading into a postseason series. Now, what do I not feel great about? This bullpen, necessarily. As the Yankees' offense comes through, we'll get into McMahon and his last 7 or 8 games and how important he is, and the big base hit that he comes through before the Trent Grisham home run, and I don't know how many times we can continue to talk about Trent Grisham. 30 home runs from Trent Grisham. 30! 30! And I don't know, 28 of them clutch as hell. And you get the big hit from McMahon leading into that at bat, and he comes through with the big home run. But two key moments in this game. Obviously, as I said, Rodon getting through the sixth. And then in the seventh, with two outs after Weaver has not been good now for back-to-back performances, he gives up the home run. Then he gets into more of a jam. They have to go to Cruz against Altuve, and Cruz waits until the last second of the pitch clock and throws an absolute perfect, perfect split finger in the zone to strike out Altuve. That was a huge moment in the game, as the Yankees had allowed it to become 4-3 after the home run Weaver gave up. And you know, if they tie that game, they're going to win it. And right now, Fernando Cruz has had an incredible season. And you look at this bullpen, they are in desperate need of him. He's been great when he's been healthy. He's missed two long stints on the IL. But that split finger plays. And he has been a strikeout machine when he's healthy for the New York Yankees. And as this bullpen, you can't throw, I mean, let's just go through the names of who you can't throw. Right? You can't throw Devin Williams in a big spot. You can't throw Duvall in a big spot. You can't throw Bednar the closer off of 4 days off, that's for sure, as he was terrible and found a way to get some strikeouts late with a 5-run lead in the ninth. But, like, they're limited. You can't throw Hill against right-handed hitters. Like, obviously, you can't throw Devin Williams. Weaver's not been good. For Cruz to come through in that spot, get that strikeout, and then get through the eighth inning, and to do it in the verbose mannerisms and facial expressions and enthusiasm that he's given you, he's a huge part to this bullpen, and he came through with this biggest moment of the game outside of the home run. That to get out of that inning and strike out Altuve, who did nothing in the series. As Alvarez was killing him, Altuve's done nothing in the series. He gets a big strikeout there, and the Yankees end up scoring 4 runs in the top of the next inning. Big home run from Trent Grisham, and the Yankees able to hold on after a shaky ninth. But that is a really good, solid win to set up this series against Toronto, because that's really what it's about. Right, beating the Astros is nice. They've had success in that building. Winning 2 out of 3 against a good team, I suppose that means something. Not that much to me, but it's 2 out of 3. It's about winning this division. And right now, they head into a series against Toronto. Cam Schlittler on the mound tonight with a 3-game deficit, 3 in the loss column, with a 3-game set against Toronto, playing the biggest 3 games of the season. And to head into that with the momentum of beating the nemesis of the last decade in their building. And doing it in a manner with, let's be honest, outside of the eighth inning of Game 2, the New York Yankees dominated this entire series. The New York Yankees were the better team for almost every other inning of the entire 3-game set outside of that miserable eighth inning in Game 2, which cost them a game. They outplayed them. They made mistakes to the Astros, whether it's obviously the bunts in Game 1, which I'll still never understand, or the pitch clock violations in game number 3 here that gave the Yankees a couple of runs. Like, they made mistakes. The Yankees outplayed them. The Yankees outhit them. This offense right now, without Aaron Judge, and I heard Keith talking about this, the broadcast is talking about it. Let's be honest. They were pitching around him. He walked 3 times in the game. It's hard to kill Judge. He's on base constantly in the series. But he hasn't really come through with that big hit. This offense has been carried by guys like Trent Grisham and Cody Bellinger and Jazz Chisholm, who had to leave the game with hopefully just a banged-up knee, a couple of knees, and should be back. But we talked for so long last year. And the year before that, forget it, when they were miserable in 23. But so much of the talking point about this Yankee team is it's Judge and nobody else. And if Judge doesn't hit in the postseason, you can't win. Well, right now, this offense, and, you know, I'm sure the haters will make excuses. Framber Valdez was all mad and pissed off and throwing meatballs and missed, you know, pissed at his own catcher, so that doesn't count. Christian Javier has, you know, coming off Tommy John, that doesn't count. Like, I'm sure we'll have a bunch of reasons why beating the Astros wasn't impressive. But this offense went into a building and a team that has given the Yankees a tough time, a pitching staff that they threw Framber Valdez and a guy in Javier who owns the New York Yankees, and every game this series they put up at least 7 runs. And Judge really hasn't done a damn thing. And Stanton, outside of the one solo home run, didn't do a damn thing. They're finding ways to get offense from McMahon, who had a big series, from Trent Grisham, who obviously has had a monster season, from Ben Rice, who's been hitting the ball all over the place. They've been finding ways. Wells had a big game in this series with 3 hits and 3 RBIs. Like, they have done a really nice job, and it's all leading into the most important series of the year starting tonight with Cam Schlittler on the mound against the Blue Jays. This is now the series to try and go out there. If you want to win this division, bare minimum, you have to take 2 out of 3. You cannot fall behind further and expect to still win this division. So the gauntlet is now 3 games in. The Yankees take the first 2 of 3 against the Houston Astros. We say goodbye to Houston for the regular season, see if we see them again, and if so, again, say it with me, the gauntlet rules. Yankees are going to win that series because they won these two out of 3 games, so you know that's a fait accompli, easy. And now we're hoping to prove the same thing, that they can beat the Toronto Blue Jays and beat them in the playoffs if necessary. But a huge win, Carlos Rodon, Ryan McMahon overcoming terrible umpiring, Trent Grisham yet again, Fernando Cruz, a lot of guys stepping up, and the Yankees showing emotion and coming through with a big win. And then you get to the football, and let's talk about the Cowboys for a second, because I'm out there on a limb. I'm out there on a limb talking about how I think the New York Giants can win the first two games of this season because, one, I didn't think much of the Cowboys. I thought the Cowboys were going to take a major hit. Now, look, if you watch this game, I thought the Cowboys played pretty well. I thought the Cowboys in the second half completely shut down the running game of Philadelphia. I think this Cowboys passing attack can be dangerous. Williams, their running back, had a good start to the game. Obviously, they kind of took all the momentum when Jalen Carter gets thrown out of the game for spitting on Dak Prescott. And now, here's real quick, too. I'm driving in. I'm watching mainly. I'm focused on the Yankee game. I'm a Yankee fan. These are big Yankee fan, Yankee games. But I'm watching the game. Then I see on social media that Dak Prescott spit first. Dak Prescott spit into the ground as he was walking towards Jalen Carter. The idea that that warranted or somehow, like, it's unfair because Dak spit first, I don't know if anybody actually has that belief. I'm seeing some of that on social media. You must be out of your mind. He spits directly in the chest of Dak Prescott. It's embarrassing. He should be. I'm glad they kicked him out of the game. There might be disciplinary actions further than that, and he deserves every bit of it. How is that possible? How can you spit on someone before the game starts and then walk off the field practically laughing as you are letting your team down to start the game and they go right down the field on you and score a touchdown and take a 7-0 lead with their passing attack? And thankfully, the Eagles are just too good to even let that beat them. But this Cowboys team, let's just talk about that because we know how good the Eagles are. We know what Jalen Hurts is early on in the game, dominating the game with his legs. Obviously makes the big run on third down to get the first down to ice the game. We'll get to that as well. But I'm more specifically looking at the Cowboys because I'm talking about the start of this season, how important it is for the New York Giants. And I look at this Cowboys team, and I got to be honest, I was impressed with them. Now, CeeDee Lamb drops he had like four drops on the game. The one deep down the field, like on a little skinny post, it is right in his hands. He had a really good game. What he ends up with? He ends up with 7 receptions for 100 and... Let me see. Hold on. 7 receptions for 110 yards. So he has a big-time game. And you could tell early on he was getting separation on this Eagles defense. But his drops in this game were absolutely killer. But I have to admit, I was impressed with the Cowboys. I thought the offense looked dangerous at times. I think the passing attack is going to be a problem. I don't expect CeeDee Lamb to have drops like that on a weekly basis. I thought the defense in the second half completely shut down the running attack. In the second half, I think Saquon Barkley has 18 carries for 60 yards. I think in the last, you know, after the long lightning delay, I think he ran for a minus 1 yard from the middle of the third quarter on. So they completely shut down this running attack. Early on, the Eagles were kind of having their way with them. But I got to tell you, I thought at the end of the game, they're unable to make the big play. I'm really curious about their head coach as they made a big deal that he's never been a head coach at any level before. And the idea that this team didn't expect or couldn't, you know, plan for Jalen Hurts' legs being what hurt them in the biggest play of the game to ice the game is embarrassing. The idea that they left the middle of the field open for him to run for a first down to end the game is almost mind-numbing considering that was pretty much the Eagles' only offense for practically the entire game. But I have to admit, I thought the Cowboys showed up, played well against a divisional opponent that they're very familiar with on the road, got a little bit of a break early on in the game, but that defense looked better than I thought. They stacked the box, and Philadelphia really didn't have much for them. So I thought it was a good game. It was a good start to the season. Obviously, you know, Philadelphia, we know how talented they are. We know how good that defense can be. And we know, well, especially when they have Carter in there, and we know what Jalen Hurts can do with his legs and his arm. But ultimately, I mean, if you would have looked at it, like for the Cowboys, even though they lost the game, and obviously that's the most important thing, what's frustrating for the Cowboys is, if you look at it, you know, Jalen Hurts threw for 152 yards. He threw for 152 yards. He ran for 62. They held Saquon Barkley to only 60 yards on 18 rushes. Devontae Smith had 3 catches. A.J. Brown had 1 catch for 8 yards, and they still lost the football game. Like, if you would have told me that that was going to be the case, that they were going to hold Jalen Hurts to under to 60 yards rushing, 150 yards passing, keep Saquon Barkley to 60 yards rushing, have Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown ultimately have very little impact in the game, and yet they were still going to lose? I mean, that's a it's a frustrating loss for the Cowboys. But the season starts with a bunch of nonsense as Jalen Carter, who, let's be honest, everyone's praising the Eagles for picking him. He fell to them because of team's concerns with issues like this. And he starts off the season, the NFL season, as we're all watching Roger Goodell and the NFL getting ready for another campaign as they're probably getting us ready to join another streaming service next year and play in another country and expand. And it starts with an injury on a process that they've tried to mainstream injuries out of it. And then it starts with one of the bigger stars for the Super Bowl defending champs spitting in the face of the starting quarterback for America's team. That's how the season started for the NFL. And nobody cares, we eat it up.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.